Having a primary autoimmune deficiency is not as rare as once thought. Researchers are identifying more and more genetic mutations that are causing kids problems. Ann Thompson reports in Focus on Technology.
14-year-old Allegra Risk thinks back to the time her health problems first started.
Well, I had mono when I was 6. And then, like, through the years, I was just sick a lot. And then 6th grade, they found that my platelets were low.
There were also ear infections, skin issues, and liver disease. For years, doctors couldn't put it all together, and Allegra continued to have flare-ups until a doctor in her home state of North Dakota called Cincinnati Children's Hospital and hematology-oncology physician and researcher Dr. Ashish Kumar.
Primary immune deficiencies requires a high index of suspicion. Only then do we think about them. And that is probably one of the biggest reasons why children get misdiagnosed or missed, because we don't think of it, because we have been taught in medical school that these diseases are so rare, but in reality, they're actually more frequent than what we think of.
20 years ago, when Kumar was in medical school, immune deficiency, or an immune system incapable or weaker in its ability to fight off infections, was just a paragraph in his textbook.
In reality, I think they were unrecognized rather than being rare. So things that people used to think that if you have an immune deficiency, you only suspect it if a patient had a nearly fatal infection that put them in the hospital. That's not the case. In reality, we are finding that these diseases can manifest in several different ways, infections just being one of them.
Researchers now know of at least 150 genetic mutations that can cause immune deficiencies. Kumar is seeing an increased number of cases, and primary care physicians are beginning to recognize the 10 warning signs, including 8 or more new ear infections a year, failure to gain weight in infancy, 2 or more serious sinus infections or pneumonias within a year.
For example, Crohn's disease or inflammatory bowel disease or colitis, it's a condition that is most commonly seen in teenagers. When we see it in a young child, up until last year, we would have thought, okay, it's a young child with Crohn's disease. But today, we would say, no, it's not just simple Crohn's disease. It's probably an underlying immune deficiency.
Blood tests and family history determine whether a patient has an immune deficiency, and if it's one of the mutations already identified, doctors can determine which one. Many mutations still remain to be defined. Allegra's mutation has been defined, but according to her mother, Patty, there were some missteps.
You know, we've been diagnosed with a couple different times with an autoimmune disease, which we found out, no, she doesn't have that. So then we've been on to a new diagnosis, and no, she does not have that. And obviously, most recently, this diagnosis of this gene mutation of the HLH disease.
Right now, the only treatment for Allegra is a bone marrow transplant. Her father, Jay, has mixed feelings.
It's good to know that there is a potential fix for her problem, because she's had a lot of issues over the years, and so that is the sweet side of it. And the bitter side, I guess, is having to go through the bone marrow transplant, because it's not an easy process.
As Allegra prepares to get the bone marrow transplant at Cincinnati Children's, researchers are working toward gene therapy, a better solution, possibly available in less than 5 years. This is where doctors take a patient's cells, manipulate them, insert the correct gene, and give them back their own bone marrow.
Although it sounds very simple, it's not that simple, but over time, I hope that we can overcome some of the current logistic barriers in doing this and make it a day-to-day procedure, just like manufacturing a drug. You manufacture the gene and have it available, ready on a shelf. And once you diagnose a patient, all you have to do is take some of their bone marrow cells and put the correct gene back in them and infuse it back in a matter of days.
Allegra can't benefit from gene therapy now, but her mother is grateful for all the advancements.
We say every year, you know, if you're going to be sick, this is the best time, you know, better than ever as far as what potentially is out there. And every year you can say that. Now, if you ever have to be sick, this is the best time in life or where we've progressed to be sick.
In the meantime, after Allegra's bone marrow transplant, the 14-year-old looks forward to going home to Bismarck to continue her singing, piano playing, volleyball, dance, and gymnastics. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Ann Thompson.